bestie. Welcome or welcome back to the Bold and Badass podcast. I'm your host, Lacey, and I'm fired up that you're here because I am so tired of women feeling inadequate for not being further along in life and like they're crazy or ungrateful even for wanting more. On this show, I'm going to help you cut through the noise, turn your setbacks into your success story, and become the most bold and badass version of you. I'm talking about calling in the most exciting opportunities, experiences, and people into your life and claiming the abundance that is your birthright. So if you're ready to make some serious magic happen, grab your coffee and water and let's fucking go. Beautiful. I am so freaking excited that you're here for this episode because I think I'm going to light a fire under your ass after this one. And so I want to start it off by just sharing something pretty bold that I did recently, just this past Saturday at the time of this recording or at the time of this release. This past Saturday, January the 6th, I hosted a vision board party / goal setting workshop. And I'm going to be honest, we had some technical difficulties. Like, I recorded it because I had plans of sharing it with the people that wanted to join live but couldn't. But we had some technical difficulties. So my plan and goal is that I'll re-record it when I figure out my technology, and I'll have it as like a free workshop I can just give away. But what we did in the workshop is I shared a few of my turning trauma into transformation stories from over the years that I attribute a lot to goal setting and vision boarding and really planning out step by step on the goals that I wanted to accomplish. And then I also led a guided meditation and a mind mapping exercise that helps you get super, super clear on your 2024 goals. We also created alter egos that embody all of the characteristics and beliefs that our best selves need to embody so that we can start showing up as her. And then we made vision boards, of course, to remind ourselves and to stay inspired every single day of what we're working towards this year. And this was such a cool experience because I dreamed about doing this for like 3 years. But every year I came up with some excuse as to why I couldn't do it. I'm not big enough. I don't have enough people that would even show up. I'm not confident with how I would run it. All these things, right? And that's crazy to me because I've literally thought in detail about how I would run it. And I felt it in my entire body and soul that I would be good at doing workshops. I'm really excited about it. It lights me up. I'm passionate about it. I can spend hours planning and just daydreaming about it. And I started a whole podcast for crying out loud, but I was still, for some reason, so nervous to do this because some part of me felt like it was just unrealistic. Or like I'd humiliate myself because no one would actually show up or because I'd be a terrible facilitator. But after all is said and done, I'm really proud of myself because I did the damn thing. I made a whole presentation. I invited people. I didn't just sit back and say, I hope they come, while secretly hoping they didn't come. I showed up, took messy action, didn't have all the right words to say at the right times, and I just did it anyways. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I've been hearing this word so much lately from friends, family members, women that I've talked to on Facebook and Instagram, literally multiple times from different women who have no relation to each other. And I'm just honestly sick of hearing it. I hate this word. And the word is unrealistic in regards to a goal, an idea, an aspiration. I don't believe in that word. And the women that I've been talking to that have been hearing this from their peers, family members, community, friends even, all of them have something in common. They want to do something big with their life. They want to do something different. They want to break generational curses. They want to change the trajectory of their life in a big way. They want to chase their dreams. And the people that are in their ear telling them that they can't, that it's unrealistic, it's a pipe dream, those people haven't done anything with their lives. Literally, we live in a world where everyone is conditioned to settle for being average, an average life, an average relationship, an average career. It's literally a system that we're prepped for and sent right into because if everyone were lit up chasing their dreams, doing life in a big way, there wouldn't be stars. Everyone can't be above average or outstanding compared to the mass majority. So we're fed into a system to be average, to numb out, to give up on life, to give up on ourselves, to give up on our dreams. And the few that have the balls to actually believe in themselves and go for it have an unbelievably easier time achieving their dreams because everybody else has given up. That's not to say that there's not any competition out there, or there's not any hardships that you face in pursuit of your dreams, that there's not any work to be done, but 90% of people have given up on their dreams. They're not even settling for good. They're settling for mediocre. They stay in a job they hate because it pays the bills, puts food on the table, affords them a date night once in a while, a vacation once a year if they're lucky, and at least they have weekends off. So they can numb out, escape reality for a couple days, pretend that's not their life for as long as they can before they have to snap back into reality and start the cycle over again. They're settling for a mediocre relationship that hasn't been healthy or exciting for a really long time because at least they're not abusive or they're not as terrible as they could be, and they'd rather be numbed out and dead inside than alone. They're also settling for poor habits. Their health is in terrible condition. They eat like shit. They don't drink water. They don't get sleep. They don't move their body. They wonder why they have chronic diseases. And instead of doing something about it and maybe trying to change their habits, they just look for quick fixes, something that requires as little work as possible. Because the discomfort of changing is more painful to them than the discomfort of repeating the same poor habits and living the same boring, mediocre lifestyle. And that's really unfortunate, but it's the sad truth. When you stop trying long enough, you give up on yourself, and you stop believing that anything different is even possible. And that's where the people who are telling you that your dreams and your goals and your ideas are unrealistic are coming from. That's what they believe about themselves. They don't believe in themselves, and they stopped trying long ago. And seeing you go for it and put yourself out there and shine your light and make waves in this freaking world is triggering for them. So I want you to think about that. Jamie Kern Lima said something that I had to write down in a notebook because it hit home so hard for me. So I'm going to share it here. When you spend your time trying to make everyone else love you, you end up not loving yourself. That's exactly what you do every single time you let somebody else's rejection, somebody else's fear of failure, somebody else's disbelief in your power and your capabilities keep you from trying, keep you from showing up. You die a little more inside every single time. And if you don't silence that noise right now, you're going to end up just like them. Another quote she said that I wrote down is, "In life, you don't rise to what you believe is possible. You fall to what you believe you're worthy of." So it's whatever belief you are worthy of that you are going to show up for and put in the work for and create. So don't let their belief become yours. On a separate note, a totally different way to think about this. What makes something unrealistic anyways? Did you pull this idea out of thin air? Is it brand new? If somebody's done it before, then how exactly is it unrealistic? Explain to me that. What about it is not realistic or achievable? If not just one person, but many people before you have done the thing that you want to do. I'll tell you what the only difference was. They believed in themselves and they went for it. Hell, I would even argue to say that you don't even have to believe in yourself. You just got to take action. You got to just show up. You got to go for it. So many people think that they have to build up the confidence to then go for the thing, but it's so the opposite. If you don't know what the hell you're doing, good. That's even better. I almost feel like it's better to go in naive because then you don't have predetermined ideas about what it should look like, how it's supposed to go. And you can actually get out of your own way and give it your all. But it's when you throw yourself into the ring, put yourself in the game and gain the hands-on experience, that is when you gain the confidence. It's not the other way around. So keep that in mind. But seriously, who says what you're trying to do is unrealistic? You don't want a mediocre relationship where you tolerate each other. You honestly can't stand each other most of the time. You talk shit about each other to your family and friends. You only have sex because it's a primal human need. You numb out and wait for the next high or the next time that both of you are in a good mood and on a good note with each other. Fuck that. You want exceptional. You want an exceptional relationship where you both feel seen and heard. You're both individuals within the relationship. You're both supporting each other's goals. You're each other's biggest cheerleaders. You prioritize each other. You have fun together. You build together. You challenge each other in a healthy way. And you have passion. What is unrealistic about that? You don't want to settle for a mediocre 9-to-5 and work 5 days a week for the next 40 years of your life with 2 weeks paid time off per year. Maybe a couple sick days if you're lucky, where you spend happy hours and weekends bitching and moaning about your job and how much you hate the people there, always holding your breath for Friday, and then dreading the next 5 days when Sunday night rolls around. No, you want a life of freedom. You want to work in a career where you're lit up. You enjoy the work that you do. You enjoy the people you work with. You're actually inspired to get out of bed. You have more time freedom to spend with your family, to travel the world, to express yourself with art, to be present in your kids' lives. And for God's sake, you just want a livable wage that affords you not just the bare minimum, but all of your basic needs met. And yes, a nice trip, a nice bag, a nice car, a decent house, a nice lifestyle. What is so wrong with that? What is so unrealistic about that? On the flip side of this coin, maybe the thing that you want to do or that you want to call in is uncommon. Maybe there aren't a lot of examples. Maybe there's not a lot of data that what you want to do is actually possible or that there's a high success rate. But think about it. Every single thing on this earth, every product, every service, every career path, every idea, it had to be created from a place where it didn't exist before. There was a first model for every single product. There was a first trial. There was a first attempt. And maybe you're not crazy. Maybe you're just first. Maybe you're a little bit of both. But either way, you were put on this earth and you were gifted this vision for a reason. If it wasn't possible and it didn't exist, you would not have the capacity to dream of it. You literally wouldn't have the consciousness or the capability to visualize it. So when someone else doesn't understand your vision, the vision that you were given for your unique situation, your unique life, when they don't understand it, good. Stop trying to make them. Stop asking yourself why they don't. Why they don't believe in you. Why they can't understand. That vision isn't theirs. It wasn't meant for them. It was meant for you. And if you have that desire in your heart, that is all of the evidence that you need to believe in yourself and to pursue it with every single ounce of your being. So whatever that goal is that you have, whatever that dream is that you have, that one you've been visualizing and maybe you've shared with some people and they've expressed to you how unrealistic they believe it is, and maybe you don't feel ready for it, you're not confident, you've never done it before, so you're not even sure you know the right steps to take, I want you to seriously forget all of that. I want you to pull out a piece of notebook paper and write down what are the next 3 to 5 best steps you can take that could potentially move you in the right direction. You don't have to know the answers. What could potentially move you in the right direction? Write them down, and as soon as this podcast ends, take action on the first step immediately. If you don't take action on this right now, you're going to turn this podcast off. You're going to go about your day. This feeling that you have is going to fade. Those voices of doubt, those feelings of fear, they're going to creep back in, and you're not going to take action. You're going to talk yourself right out of going for it. And then you're going to get to January 2025 and nothing is going to look different in your life. Nothing will have changed. You will be in exactly the same place you're at right now because you keep letting people who haven't done anything with their life, who gave up on themselves a long time ago and don't have the capacity to see your vision and your gift, influence you to give up on yourself too. They're not going to understand it until you do it. And that's the funny part. Once you do achieve it, they're going to pop up left and right talking about all kinds of, I knew she could do that. I knew she had it in her. I believed in her from the start. I always knew she was something special. But until they see it, they're going to project their limitations onto you. So you can't let that stop you. You can't let that scare you out of showing up and freaking starting. The last thing I want to say on this is, if you're worried that you might embarrass the hell out of yourself by going for what it is that you want, whether it be asking for a promotion, changing jobs completely, moving across the country, telling the person that you've been secretly in love with that you have feelings for them, ending the relationship that you've been in, signing up for a health competition, overhauling your entire lifestyle and habits, whatever it is, if one of the things stopping you is fear of embarrassing yourself, because you might fail, or worse, fail publicly.
I want to nip that in the bud right now and let you in on a secret that embarrassing yourself is part of the process.
Failing is part of the process.
Ask anyone who's successful. If you haven't embarrassed yourself lately, you haven't stretched yourself far enough. You're not utilizing your full potential if you haven't felt completely humiliated in the last couple weeks or months. Growth is uncomfortable. Growth happens outside of the comfort zone. So if you want to make any progress or get anywhere in life that you actually care to be at, start embracing the discomfort and start failing forward. But don't sit on your ass and do nothing. Take your list of 3 to 5 steps that could potentially move you in the right direction of your dream and take action on the first one immediately after this podcast ends. And then put the next 4 steps in your calendar. Schedule them right away. Take action on them this week. You might figure out a few things that you don't currently know about what it's going to take for you to get to that goal. You might learn about some new steps that you don't currently have, and that's totally fine. There's no timeline on you achieving this goal, but you have to get started. You have to get yourself in the game to figure out what those steps are, to figure out what the right moves are. And when you get yourself in the game and give yourself that chance to gain some experience and some hands-on insight, that's when you gain the confidence that you need to keep going. That's where confidence builds. So do it scared. Do it anyways. Do it no matter what. Give yourself whatever type of support and comfort you need and get freaking going on those goals, queen. I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please reach out to me on Instagram. Use me for inspiration. Use me for support, for hype, whatever it is that you need to give you that little boost or that little fire under your ass so that you won't sit here and scare yourself out of taking action. All right. I love you. Thank you so much for being here. And queen, give yourself a high five for showing up and committing to be the best version of yourself for you and your people. You are such a badass for that. If you got anything good from this episode, would you send the love back by DMing me on Instagram @boldlylacy, letting me know exactly which part resonated with you? These types of messages empower me to keep showing up, and they also help me understand the types of conversations you really care about. All right, bestie, we'll talk again soon, but for now, it's time for you to step up and start being the badass that we both know you are.